Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Man, I gotta tell you, it is rough out here in the audio community. Like, you just like gear, you enjoy microphones, you make videos on them like I do on Obscure Mics, you make podcasts, you enjoy the process, you enjoy just messing around, you know, having a good time with audio. You gain some opinions, you know, from what is now about 6 years of audio experience, maybe more than that, might be closer to seven, since I first dipped my toes into the world of audio. And one Threads post is all it took for audio to just get downright annoying. There's a lot of gray area. There's a lot of people in different aspects of life that are one way or the other. But man, let me just tell you, the community of not really like the community that I'm involved with, like circles of gearheads basically, but studio recording folks and, you know, musicians are so pretentious sometimes. I posted something, it was kind of a response to somebody talking about saving up for a Shure SM7B, which is a great microphone. Don't get me wrong. It is a really good microphone. Through and through, no complaints, really good. But saving up for something like that, sorry if I made a little bit of noise there, but saving up for a microphone like that is, it's an odd choice because A, it's $400. And at the end of the day, it is a dynamic microphone. There's really not much going on internally. There's some stuff going on. It's got, you know, switches, bitches, and all kinds of stuff like that. But at the end of the day, it is a dynamic microphone of which I can find a handheld, you know, counter option that can come close to the sound, in my opinion. The Digital Reference DRI-100, to me, is an ever so slightly brighter version that you can get for like $20 when it's on sale. So I was posting just a little counterpoint to saving up for an SM7B, and the Threads community went off. All the studio guys and the audio engineers and, you know, the folks on there, rudely, you know, not just like, you know, having a conversation or bringing up their points. They were just honestly downright rude. Not all of them. But a lot. And I was like, God, this is such a pretentious fucking community sometimes, you know, like I'm going to be honest. I've heard an array of people make music with an array of equipment, with an array of tools at their disposal. And I'm sorry, but a good song is a good song. And some of the best recordings of all time are not the greatest quality. Some of the best albums ever don't sound pristine, like, you know, a Tool album, which is what I kind of, that's where my audio quality brain goes. It's like that last Tool album was like almost too polished. The Metallica album, the 72 Seasons or whatever the fuck it was called, too polished, you know, is almost just too processed and too produced. And this is why I like a good punk album that's just, you know, wearing its shit on its sleeve and getting down to business. But yeah, I had posted, I tried to put, now I wasn't very clear in the post, but I tried to be kind of, maybe I was a little bit too cryptic, but I worded the post along the lines of like, you know, I've heard a lot of people talking about saving up keywords being saving up. But I frame this question as, you know, clearly to me anyways, I was clearly framing it as somebody who's saving up for a mic, meaning they don't have one or they don't have a lot of money, which a lot of people, as far as the studio gurus and the super musicians of the world, they were all talking about like how it's one of the cheapest and best. Listen, man, $400 might be cheap to you who's got a studio, or to you who might have a successful musical touring career, maybe. But the folks at home trying to get started, most of them, $400 is a lot of money. Most of them, $400 would be their whole setup, interface, microphone, stand, sound treatment, maybe. So it was kind of discouraging, really, to hear these people being so damn pretentious about it being such a cheap mic. And it's like, in the grand scheme of things, when you own a studio and you got a Neumann U87, whatever, sure, $400 is cheap. SHURE, sure, sure. But come on, man. Open your eyes up a little bit. There's people at home wanting to record, wanting to get started, and they've been told and preached, and, you know, the SM7B has been on their screens. Oh, it's a Joe Rogan mic. Oh, this person uses it. That person uses it. Like, I get that it is a good studio tool. I get why it is as popular as it is. It's a great mic. I've never disputed that. It's the smoothest dynamic I've ever heard. It's completely moldable. It works on just about every voice. A little bit of compression and it comes to life. You know, it is a fantastic microphone. It really is. That doesn't mean that it should be pushed on everybody that's wanting to get into audio, especially those recording like singing vocals. And everyone's response is so many people were like trying to counter me, because my argument was, you know, if somebody's trying to get started in recording music, I think they'd be better served with like a condenser in the $100 to $200 range, an interface, some sound panels or some sound blankets, you know, something like that, not just an SM7B, because most people that get this mic, they're not going to just automatically know how to use it. They're not going to know how to post-process it. They're not going to know what to do with the vocal chain. They're going to sing into it and potentially be disappointed because they don't hear that, you know, that studio sheen. And part of my argument was that I think that condensers kind of sound a little more processed out of the box than an SM7B. An SM7B is pretty dull right out of the box. So if you just hook it up and hit record and, you know, maybe you get the desired sound you want, but I think most likely you don't. You don't understand why it doesn't jump out of a mix like, you know, a brighter condenser mic would. And of course, all the studio pros talking about what junk condensers are in the $100 and $200 range. And I don't think they've really messed around with these mics in the last 5 years. Because we all know you can get a pretty solid mic between $100 and $200 these days. Will it stand the test of time? I don't know. Some do, some don't. Like, I've gotten cheap Cascade mics in the studio that are clearly 20 some years old and they work just fine. You just don't know. I mean, most of these are built off the same idea. It doesn't mean the electronics are the same quality. But most of my experience with mics dying on me have ironically been brand name. So, I mean, I think any mic could take a shit on you. That's just what it is. I think any microphone could just go dead. It's not just because it's, you know, they were, of course, there was a lot of people like, oh, Chinese mics. Like, dude, a lot of big companies, the mics are made in China. They may not be designed there, but they're manufactured there. A lot of the mics in their studios probably made in China, but the pretentiousness was just on another level. And of course, I was the dumbass for suggesting a $100 to $200 condenser mic over an SM7B, but it's like, you're missing the context of the conversation here. We're talking about people new into audio who are probably going to stand in the middle of their bedroom with a mic stand, and they're probably going to float around the mic while singing. They're going to use one of those big nylon pop filters, you know, thinking they can stand a foot or two away from the SM7B and get these shiny, pristine vocals when, you know, you should probably be pretty close to an SM7B. You shouldn't be hovering around, bouncing around, singing like a condenser. You can do that, even if it's a cheap one. Like, seriously, if I'm going to record a song today and I've never recorded a song, and I had somebody to guide me, give me an MXL V67, or I don't know. Well, what's another good, that On Stage AS700 was pretty good. A Fifine? Give me a Fifine. Give me a Fifine, K669C or something. Give me something to get me started, to see how it goes, to see what I can do with the sound. Don't talk me into spending $400 on a dynamic mic that as soon as I float around a little bit, the audio is going to fall off a cliff. And everybody missed the point of the scenario where someone's saving up for the mic and recording vocal covers in their bedroom. The second paragraph of the post was, you know, I think a budget condenser, Rode Signature Series, good example, $160. You get the shock mount, the pop filter, the mic, you get a XLR cable with it. You get all this stuff. So $169, then what? You need an interface. Go online, go to Sweetwater, get a bear.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Behringer, UMC 22, I think, $40, $50. You're at 200 there. Then maybe get some sound treatment. Get an Isovox booth. I think those are expensive, but you know, there's so many options to get started and to get a nice vocal quality out of a cheaper condenser. Like, the fact that these folks are seriously so down on a condenser between $100 and $200. I'm not saying they're studio quality, but the problem is these studio folks are chiming in on a conversation aimed at beginners, but they just want to show their knowledge. And so many of them, like, oh, you bad take. Michael Jackson recorded Thriller on the SM7B. Well, no, it was an SM7. And not everybody sounds like Michael Jackson, and nobody had a producer. You know, they're not going to have a producer like Michael Jackson did. They're not going to have people working on the audio engineering. We're talking about somebody in their fucking bedroom. So pretentious, man. Just so much jumping straight to, look at this dumbass suggesting a cheap condenser over an SM7B. Like, dude, it's so many people can get different results out of so many different microphones. Like, there's so much gray area, but these folks were so black and white. And there was a lot of cool people too. There's a lot of people, you know, being super cool and actually having the conversation and then gathering understanding and finding common ground. But one guy in particular, man, just some producer from Seattle, some studio guy from Seattle, who had to let me know that he votes on the Grammys, and like, good for fucking you, dude. I don't give two shits either way. But this guy just literally was trying to get engagement off of my post. So he would repost my post and say stuff like, Jesus fucking Christ, the dumb, you know, just dude, but like, are you seriously that pretentious? Eventually, you know, I kept going back and forth with him just because I was entertained by the fact that he was so triggered. And I eventually got him to say, you know, I'm not trying to be a dick, truly, like, but could you please answer these questions? Dude, I can talk like that all day long. Like, I'm cool with criticism, constructive criticism. I'm cool with a debate. He was trying to call it a debate. It's like, dude, I'm not debating you. I'm literally just poking the bear because you're just aggravated. Like, I hate to be a troll, but when somebody reposts what I post and wants to call me dumb or cuss about it, like, yeah, I'm going to come back at you. We're going to hash this out until, you know, you either understand me or I understand you one way or the other. And he never did respond. I gave him the long form version of what I was trying to say, since he came back at it and said, let's reset a little bit, like, which I appreciate. That's always good. You know, heated things can happen when you, cooler heads can prevail. That's always a good thing. But he decided to go in that direction and say, let's reset a little bit. I like that. You know, that's a good sign of things to come in a conversation. But I presented my points. I didn't hear back. Now, admittedly, about 5 hours after presenting my points, I deleted the post. Like, my notifications were just going crazy. And Threads, I've never got engagement. Had people saying, like, oh, this is just engagement bait. And it's like, what? No, fuck no, it's not. Like, I don't even want this much engagement. I was just trying to make a point about somebody who was feeling the pressure to spend $400 on an SM7B because that's what they see on their YouTube, you know, viewing experience every day, and probably watching Joe Rogan on Spotify. And, you know, it's a great mic. Doesn't mean it's the mic for you to record vocal covers. It's just, that's not what it means. So I've now reframed everything after deleting, because just, again, the notifications were just overwhelming. Like, it was my phone, and I don't give that much of a shit about arguing with the masses. And then again, some of them was not arguing. It was like a 70-30 split. Like, 70% of people were cool and wanting to have a conversation about it. 30% were just like, oh, you're stupid, man. SM7B, greatest film in the world. Michael Jackson Thriller, goddamn, hell yeah. I'm a Grammy nominated. Whatever. So yeah, I had to stop that. Just, yeah, I have no shame. If I post something that gets me in a little bit of hot water and it annoys me, I can get rid of it. So it is what it is. We have one life to live. Do what you want. But I reframed the post as, okay, let's start over here. And it's going well, but I'm doing a whole fuck podcast episode about a Threads post, Jesus Christ. But it's doing well. I posted, like, let's have a scenario here. Let's create a scenario. You've never recorded audio before. You want to get into it. You want to do some vocals. You let's say you have $500. And the simple question was, $500, your first in-home studio setup, what are you buying? So far, not a single fucking SM7B has been mentioned. not a single one. After all that, not a single one. I even made the argument last night, like, dude, this guy's saving up. Like, he's paying $400 for an SM7B. Then what? Does he have an interface? Does he have, you know, he's not going to buy a studio treatment. He's saving up for an SM7B. So then what? To which, you know, everybody said, oh, you know, just go ahead and get the mic. It's a lifelong mic and the resale value and the da, 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 da. You know, the resale value is not like it used to be. People are struggling to move them at 250. So resale value, that's not a great argument anymore. You buy a $150 Rode Signature Series. If you put it online for $115, it's going to sell. That's about the same ratio, if I'm not mistaken, as buying a SM7B and losing $150 on it. But so far, the most commonly mentioned things are a SM58 and got some SSL2s in there for interface. Got a, you know, a couple mentions of Behringer interfaces, but a lot of SM58s. Somebody mentioned a Lewitt. There's been some condensers thrown out there. Not one mention of an SM7B. Not a single one. Which is like, okay, hopefully some of these studio pros, and I'm not saying that to make fun of them. I just think the ones I talked to last night were pretentious as fuck. I hope they come back by and check out this post and see that nobody, not one person is taking their $500 and buying an SM7B and a Behringer interface and calling it a day. Like, they're coming up with, like, you know, subscriptions to music creating sites. They're coming up with sound panels. They're coming up with sound blankets. They're coming up with, isolation booths and reflection shields. which I don't think work very well at all. So those, yeah, in my experience anyways, the reflection shields kind of suck. Unless you get one that like you have to basically just stick your mouth through a hole, which I've got some of the ball, the foam ball type things, which I can't remember if I've ever had one or not, but Xtuga sent me over a couple of foam isolation balls. Dude, they suck. They absolutely suck. Just, you know, hang up 4 sound blankets, like hang some hooks up in the middle of your room that you can hang some sound blankets on in the shape of a vocal booth. That's actually a brilliant fucking idea. I should do that. But my studio is pretty quiet. Yeah, just do that. Sound blankets, man. Some sound blankets. Rode Signature Series, something like that. Interface. Lay down some vocals. GarageBand, good to go. You just quit overthinking this shit. It's not worth overthinking. But yeah, if you want an update on this, I'm just apparently poking the bear the last couple days. But I really, you know, no matter how many times I say that the SM7B is a great mic, people just want to keep giving me shit about how it's a great mic and I'm stupid. I'm like, I fucking said it was a great mic. I don't think it's a great purchase as someone's first microphone for pop vocals or, you know, singing or, you know, whatever. Just sure, it works and it can be made to sound good. But you got to know what you're doing a little bit. And if that's, you know, yeah, you just shouldn't jump straight into a hobby and spend unneeded cash on a mic you don't understand. Like, you should probably start pretty basic. And I mean super basic, like one of those little packages online, like where you can get, there's some Sweetwater packages where you can get like a little interface and a mic and for a couple $100. Heck, there's people that sell packages online. I sell packages. I try to sell little podcast starter kits here and there. Do that. Figure out if you're any good at this or if you're going to stick with it, and don't buy an SM7B and lose your ass, you know, when you try to sell it and can't get close to $300 on it because it's not easy anymore, unlike these people saying the resale value is high. The SM7DB came out. That knocks down your resale value on the SM7B a little bit. Like, you know, they're out there floating around now. And yeah, you used to be able to get $350 out of them, but wherever you sell them at, you're going to take a hit on selling fees. And now it's like, I think realistically $275 to $290 is the selling price where it won't sit for too long. But you're still going to lose almost $200 by the time you calculate the tax into the $400 on the SM7B you bought new. So maybe be careful. Maybe. Be careful. Just get started and don't be so goddamn pretentious about all your studio knowledge. Like, it's great. You know, I'll be the first to admit I'm not a studio pro. I'm a gearhead hack. But a gearhead hack that likes to save people money and likes to see people make smart decisions before they start spending heavily into audio, because, you know, the economy's not wonderful. It's okay. It's not great. Probably shouldn't blow your wad on a mic you don't understand yet. I'll keep you updated if you want. If you don't, you know, email me and say, quit this shit. Peace.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.